From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. East Gwillimbury is celebrating the grand opening of the new Health and Active Living Plaza with a fun-filled weekend of free activities, entertainment, and community events from October 16th to 19th. Highlights include live music, food trucks, public swimming, fitness classes, and a special smudging ceremony in Drubbing Circle by Georgina Island First Nation. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com to learn more. Program Manager Forestry at Regional Municipality of York, Scott Lister, spoke with us about the Grow Your Legacy program, which seeks to plant forests for landowners with 2 acres or more and could cover up to 90% of the costs.
So anyone who is a resident of York Region can participate in this program, and they just need to get in contact with their local conservation authority, or they can go to growyourlegacy.ca for more information. And it's a great program where they can get up to 90% funding for the trees to be planted, for planning work of how to plant the trees, and then long-term care advice from the conservation authorities.
The program, run by local conservation authorities, provides expert support to help residents increase forest cover, boost property value, and support environmental stewardship. South Lake Hospital has launched a new tool that shows real-time emergency room wait times to help patients know exactly what to expect before arriving. The wait time clock displays how many people are in the ER, how many are waiting, and the average time to see a doctor. The hospital says the tool will reduce stress and support patients with clear, up-to-date information during emergencies. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.